Promenade sale approved, RCC sale possibility fleshed out. RCC portion is preliminary, Hughes outs BRCA as potential buyer. The sale of the former Promenade shopping center was passed 4-1 at the March 11th Exeter Supervisors meeting. The Berks County Redevelopment Authority, BCRA, is the buyer of the Promenade. The details: BCRA will give the township $100,000 within 45 days to acquire the property. They will then work as an agent to sell it. The hoped-for sale price of $3 million would go to the township, and anything over $3.3 million would be split between the two entities. The assumption is that BCRA would keep the $300,000 over the $3 million as a fee. Early in the meeting, Supervisor Dave Hughes divulged that he'd been told in the evening that BCRA was also the prospective buyer of the Reading Country Club, RCC. Chair Jack Pihoe cautioned everyone that all of it is preliminary, no figures have been discussed. He later said that there is an investment group that is looking to buy the RCC, which planned that it would be operated as a golf course, event space, and a seven-day-a-week restaurant. On the possible sale of the RCC, Schnee noted strongly that the motion does not authorize the sale of RCC by any stretch of the imagination. In his listing of reasons to unload the RCC, Pihoe said that BCRA is looking to close on the RCC in 90 days, and we're applying pressure to get that done. But beyond that, cited the costs of the RCC last year as $1,327,579 for the golf course, and $219,786 for the event space, a total of nearly $1.6 million. On top of that cost was the debt, which totals $9.825 million, with $8.9 million of that with a call date of February 1, 2026, nearly $712,000 in interest and principal on the debt, for a total of $2,258,365 in golf operations. Pihoe also mentioned that a roadway off of Gibraltar Road would be granted, and when pressed as to who would pay for it, said, "We will not pay for that." He further stated, "We are not going to build roads, we are not going to build infrastructure." In response to a comment from resident Pat Vlasic, Pihoe said clearly that the agreement will call for it to remain a golf course. Hughes chimed in asking how they were going to force the buyer to keep it a golf course in perpetuity. Schnee answered, "Through a deed restriction." Hughes returned, asking what type of deed restriction could force a failing enterprise to stay open, to which Pihoe broke over the top and asked for a motion, which passed 4-1. In the discussion, solicitor Chad Schnee revealed the what and the why for of the validity of selling the Promenade. For the people who questioned whether they had to bid the properties out, he said that the township had tried to bid the properties out already. They were relieved of the responsibility of having to do so again because the buyer is a non-profit organization engaged in development activite, which is allowable under state law. There will also be an easement on the 40th Street portion leading out of the property for possible future development down the line, for a possible future roadway in the future. Pihoe reiterated that no road is being built, but they felt it important to leave the option open for the future. He then mentioned that the township had to pay nearly $20,000 in property taxes on the property last year and maintain it. That passed 4-1. In other approvals, the supervisors and George Bell approved. Easter and Mother's Day flower sales on township property for Boy Scout Troop 319. Cameras for the municipal building. Authorized KCBA architects to explore municipal campus plans. Adopted an ordinance lowering the speed on Neversink Road to 25 miles per hour from 422 to Trout Run. Pihoe was very giving in time to the people to speak, with one public comment going for more than 7 minutes, another more than six. It is refreshing to see that latitude being exercised. The next meeting will be on March 25 at 7 p.m.